Blog Talk Radio.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe.
Father, lift your voice and say,
just breathe your name upon me.
Just breathe. name. Devils bow, demons tremble. Somebody call that name. Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh.
From within me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. thank you, Lord. We give you all honor and glory. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to our Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer for you from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. We glorify your awesome holy name. Father, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You woke us up this morning. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. You are awesome. You are faithful. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Praise you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Oh, God, how great you are. You are greater than great. We bless you. We praise you. We adore you, oh, God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you, oh, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so we cry out to you in the name of Jesus to have mercy, O God, upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the blood that gives us strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Hallelujah. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We soak our emotions in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, cover our children in your blood. Cover our grandbabies in your blood, our spouses in your blood, oh God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we put the armor on our children, our spouses, our siblings, our grandchildren, our nieces, nephews, every one of us, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, and the shield of faith in the name of Jesus, with our loins girded with truth. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to minister unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let your holy angels assist us. Let your holy angels minister unto us your biddings, our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels guide and protect us, O God. The holy angels that are assigned to our lives, Father God, your holy legion of angels for each individual under the sound of our voice and their family members, O God, in the name of Jesus, to be with each and every one of us and our children and grandchildren, our spouses, to guide and protect and do God's bidding in our lives. Father God, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around our spouses, around our children, around our grandchildren. Be a wall of fire around, O God, around our siblings, around our nieces and nephews. Be a wall of fire around us, O God, and the glory within. In the name of Jesus, Father, this morning we thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing. Oh, Father God, we thank you for divine increase in our lives. In the name of Jesus, nothing is impossible when we believe. So, Father God, make the impossible possible by our faith. Without faith, O God, we cannot please you, O God. So this morning, O God, we pray, O God, for faith, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We can do all things through you, Christ, who strengthens us. A way where there seems to be no way. Father God, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. So, Father, we cancel every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against God's plans and purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus, we cancel incantation, curses, enchantment, everything, evil thing that the enemy has spoken and used agents of darkness to speak against our lives. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail. So Jesus, we come in your precious name and cancel every work of darkness, every plan of the enemy against our lives, against our destinies. In the name of Jesus, we decree, declare, and prophesy that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against judgment shall be condemned, because we are your sons and daughters, and that is our inheritance, O God. O Father God, that receive your covenant protection, your covenant blessing in the name of Jesus. We invoke your covenant, O God, in our lives, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. You are a covenant-keeping God, and help us to do our part, O God. In our walk with you, we need you to help us. We need the Holy Ghost power us to help us to fulfill our part of the covenant, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, even when we do fail, and which we do all the time, you always, always come through, always faithful. Father, we are grateful to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard against the enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for protecting us. Hallelujah, for guiding us. We come against incident and accidents in the name of Jesus. I cover each and every one of us this morning with the precious blood of Jesus. Uriah, my son, did I go? Oh, yes, Lord. And we bless you. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. Holy Spirit, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, thank you for the refreshing. We thank you for quenching our thirst in Christ Jesus with your manna, daily manna. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we drink from the living water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that as we drink, oh God, and out of our bellies shall flow to others rivers of living water. So we thank you for the healing, the deliverance, the restoration. Hallelujah. That we will thirst no more, because daily, daily, we drink from that, from the river of life. So, Lord, we thank you for bringing us into your happy place. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We welcome those of you that's just joining us this morning. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this your happy place in you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We talk about a happy place, and we gave some things yesterday. But one of the things I wanted to look at, the holy, Leviticus 20:26 says, and ye shall be holy unto me. For I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that you should be mine. Hallelujah. Holiness, God has separated us from the world, that we are his. Hallelujah. He told Moses, take off your shoes, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden could not stay in Eden after this sin because it was holy. Hallelujah. Amen. So they could not stay there. God put them out and put an angel, a seraph, to guide the entrance of the Garden of Eden. And then I want you to look at when Jesus said it is finished, that means that we have access back into the garden. When Jesus said on the cross, it is finished, I believe the seraph was taken, the seraph angel was taken from that door where the Garden of Eden was, that the entrance. And now we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Now, how do we come? Confess our sins and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. We believe and receive him as our Lord and personal Savior. As our Lord, that means we submit to the leadership of Jesus Christ. As our personal Savior, he is personal, personal. That means we need him every second, every minute, every hour. We receive him as our personal Savior. Every one of us, hallelujah, we thank God for being omnipresent. So Jesus now is who we submit to. We receive salvation by receiving him and confessing with our mouth and believing in our heart that Jesus, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ is Lord. So you cannot enter into that happy place without salvation. You have to give your life to Jesus. You have to submit everything that concerns your life, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now you do not rule over yourself. Jesus rules over you. So you submit to him and we follow his rules and his guidelines in the book, in the word of God. The Holy Spirit is right there to give us understanding and revelation. When you receive Jesus Christ, you are now a new creature in Christ Jesus. You are born again of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So now it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. And this is where your walk begins. Hallelujah. And like Jesus said, I will send you the Holy Ghost, so who will lead and teach you and guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. So he does not leave us comfortless. The Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, who is our guide, is there. So you just do not receive salvation and you don't have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is right there. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, you are born again of the Spirit of Almighty God. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. So this is the place, this is your entrance point into your happy place. It comes with a decision. It comes with a decision. Someone tells you about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you and receive. You make that decision to receive him. It is up to you. God gives us free will. I don't want you to listen to religion and tradition telling you being in the kingdom of God is boring, is this and that. Do not listen. That is just hearsay of the kingdom of God, hallelujah, for X number of years, so many, many years. And the joy of the Lord overflows in my heart. Hallelujah. God will take care of you. You have to totally depend and trust in him. Hallelujah. Yes, there are roads that you will travel that will be rocket. But you got to keep your eyes and focus on Jesus. Hallelujah. And he will bring you through. Yea, do I walk to the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So he does not ever leave you, even in your valley experience, even when you're going through stuff. He does not leave you. Can rest assured, he's right there with you. And what is happening to you, your character is being developed. Hallelujah. Your patience, your virtues, the fruits of the Holy Ghost is being developed in you. Hallelujah. So that you can come to that point that people will see not you, but Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. You want others to see who Christ, that when they see Christ in you, they will not even need to ask. They won't even need to talk because they see the love of Christ in you. So that place, that happy place, comes with a decision. Amen. To stay in that happy place, it comes with a decision. What I mean is all the time, every day is a new day. Every day we come to thy throne of grace and we ask them for mercy. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we come and ask, oh God, have mercy. His mercies are new every morning. Must we continue in sin for grace to abound? No. We must not. But only by his grace we can make it. We cannot habitually continue in sin and expect to stay in that happy place without repentance. And every day we can't come back and say, and we habitually doing the same thing. No, I'm sorry. It gets old. We have to, if we have bad habits in us, and we all have some negative ways within us, we surrender those habits and those ways and say, Lord, I'm tired of dealing with this negativity about myself. You see, the Lord will reveal who you are to you. And then you ask, Lord, help me with these habits. Some of these things are generational habits. From one generation to the next, some of it is because we just love the lust of the flesh. And so if we weak, when we are weak, he's strong, so we can take it to him. Lord, I am weak. Take away these negative behaviors, negative habits from me. I surrender it to you and let it go to Christ. And day by day, one morning, you will wake up and it will all be gone. And so even as you go through the day and you go through the weekends and you go through days and 24 hours or whatever, as a Christian, when the Holy Spirit convicts you of sin, of things that you have done that is not pleasing to God, you know, you get on your knees and repent. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Do not want anything to keep you from that happy place. Why? Be ye holy, for I am holy. Holiness is of God, not on your own merit, but by grace. Hallelujah. Take off your shoes. What does it mean? Take off your shoes. That shoes that we wear, I preached about it. That shoes that Moses had on. Where do we go with our shoes? Slippers. We all over the place. Thank God we don't have one. And if we have one, it's even while we go to this place, we go to the supermarket, we drive in a car, we go to this place and that place, and then all those places that we go to are not places that holy. Hallelujah. So all the places that even Moses, it's not where you got to, it's not clean. So our shoes, you can't come from outside and come in the house and your shoes are dirty. Underneath your shoes is dirty, and you so just imagine in real life, and you come into your house, you got your carpet and different things, and you walk into your house. What are you bringing into your house on the carpet, on the floor? You're bringing that dirt from outside, that dirt which is that the flesh, your God, the desires, the lust of the flesh. No, not in the presence of the Lord. That's why you remember Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. You think about feet washing. You think about that cleansing. Hallelujah. When they wash the feet, is that cleansing. When you wash your feet, let me say this just on a sideline. When you wash your feet, you are actually, when your feet is being washed and scrubbed, it's almost washing like your body. What am I saying to you? Because when you look at your feet, hallelujah, and there's nerve endings and different things, and every part of your feet is connected. Believe it or not, under your feet, every part is connected to an organ in your body. That's why when some of us, including myself, when you go to get your pedicure and you get massages under your feet, you see it relaxes you because it cleanses, you know, your blood flow and all that stuff. So when your feet is being washed, when Jesus was washing his disciples' feet, it's a form of cleansing of your whole body. I'm talking about whole body. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we have to stay in that place of holiness. Stay in that place is a happy place of holiness and righteousness. And you know, we come, that's why you say you come to the throne of grace. You come daily, daily, daily. Sometimes you come before 12 o'clock. Sometimes you will come at 12 a.m. You might come a couple of times because maybe, Apostle, how can you say maybe your thoughts, maybe my thoughts were not right. So, oh, Lord, have mercy, or you rebuke the enemy. So you come into that. It's not something that's difficult because the Holy Spirit is there to remind us of those things. Hallelujah. I said to you, do not be hard on yourself. No, no, no. To not be hard and just, to forgive and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, repentance from the heart and not just lip service, that I want to do right. Lord, I really want to do what is pleasing in your sight. He sees our heart, and believe me, he will help you along the way. So, there's so much when you look at the letter if he is holy. The first thing I started with holy because there's no way you can enter into the presence of the Lord without receiving him as your Lord and personal Savior. You cannot enter into his presence without repentance. Repentance, salvation, be ye holy and holy. Hallelujah. And you want to because the presence of the Lord will be with you everywhere that you go. Amen. In the name of Jesus. He sends his angels to encamp. He that dwell in that secret place. Hallelujah. That happy place. Hallelujah. in the name of Jesus. And so what it is, the next word is anointed, and I'm not going to go deep into anointing this morning. Hallelujah. You look at the word anointed, and you look at words that start with the letter A that's in the Bible. Hallelujah. Anointed. Abide. Abiding in his presence. You are anointed to abide in his presence. You are anointed to tell others about the gospel of Jesus, because you're anointed by his grace and not by works. You're anointed, hallelujah, for signs, wonders, and miracles. Hallelujah. You are anointed so that when you read the scripture that you can get a revelation. You're anointed to spread the good news of Jesus, because when anointed, you are separated. Hallelujah. Holiness. Being anointed. How God anointed Acts 10:38. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all that was sick with disease and those who were possessed with devil. The anointing is for a purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. So you look at the letter A, and I'm telling you these things, so take your time and go over them and write the scriptures and what that goes with it. Because you can't get there when, hallelujah, without that. When you come to the letter P, what do you think of a peace? Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Though the storms of life are raging, but he is your peace. Hallelujah. Peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding. You enter into his covenant of peace. Hallelujah. He will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Peace. Be still. When you go look at the letter P again, you see patience. You see perseverance. You can persevere through things. Hallelujah. Because while you are in his presence, holy, because you are anointed, because of all that he's done, you have that perseverance. You can have patience. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And when you look at the letter Y, hallelujah, when you look at the letter Y, we look at Yah, which represents God. Hallelujah. He's the Alpha and he is the Omega. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what? You are engulfed. You are surrounded. You are right there in him. Hallelujah. Greater Yahweh, Almighty God. Yah, God. That's his name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved. So I've given you happy and the different things. You just got to find your scripture and let it apply to your life. And tomorrow will do place. Hallelujah. Amen. Things will not happen. Things will happen. But he's right there with you. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We give you glory and we give you honor, O God. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because you are the one who revealed these things to us, that nothing is impossible with you when we believe. So I pray, Lord, that this word that I release unto your children, unto myself also, that it resonates in our spirit man, and it germinates and produces the fruit that will remain and last. Father, I thank you for each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Those that have unspoken prayer requests, hear their prayer, answer their prayer according to your will, plan and purpose, O God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to breathe on us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your fullness of joy. Thank you, Lord, that we walk by your spirit and not by flesh. Thank you for the empowerment. Thank you for the anointing. Yahweh, you are holy. You are righteous. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want every one of you not to take things for granted. When you go through the day, always keep yourself under the blood. Always be prayed for at all times. Come against incident and accident. Cover your children, your grandchildren. Cover your spouse. Don't take prayers for granted, because God hears those prayers and he answers those prayers. A few mornings ago, as my husband left the house, left the front door, I just heard a big sound, boom, 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 boom. And when I looked, ran and opened the front door, because we on the third floor, he had tumbled over, straight down to the second floor from his head, boom. But, and so those prayers we pray, don't take it for granted and say, Lord, Apostle Mark will be repetitive. Every day you bring things to God and pray, you pray against incident and accident. Sometimes there's crazy stuff that happens in your bathroom. You can slip, you can fall in your house. And sometimes nobody is there, especially in this country. So you have to be very careful. The noise. But we praise God because he was able to balance himself. Thank God he was an athlete before. And so he got hurt, but it wasn't as bad. He's still in pain, but it wasn't as bad. He could have been dead if he had fallen straight, because he went head down. If he had landed on his head, he could have been dead. He could have been in the hospital. So what am I saying to you? Don't take nothing in life for granted. Always keep yourself prayed up and stay in that secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you for joining us.